AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump is adding to his frontrunner status in the GOP presidential contest with Tuesday wins in Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii. He only lost to Ted Cruz, who took Idaho. In Jupiter, Florida, Trump said negative ads about him haven't worked for his opponents.
$38 million worth of horrible lies, but that's okay. It shows you how brilliant the public is, because they knew they were lies, and it was just really amazing to watch.
Ted Cruz says those who want to stop Trump are unifying behind his campaign.
At this point, there are only two candidates who have a plausible path to 1237. That is Donald Trump and me. Both of us have over 300 delegates. He is about 80 more than I do. Everyone else is way, way, way below us.
It was a close win for Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders in Michigan.
And I want to thank the many thousands of volunteers that we had in the state of Michigan for knocking on doors.
But Sanders won't see any real gains in delegates for the night. With 130 Michigan delegates at stake, Sanders will win at least 63, Clinton at least 52. His gains will be canceled out by Hillary Clinton's win in Mississippi. He was the Beatles' urbane producer who guided their transformation from a rowdy club act to musical revolutionaries. George Martin has died at home in London at the age of 90. In 1994, Martin said he originally signed the Beatles for their showmanship.
I signed them not because they were good songwriters, but because they had great charisma. They had great... I knew they were the kind of people that would put themselves over as characters to the public. Later on, they showed that they were great songwriters.
Besides the Beatles, Martin worked with Jeff Beck, Elton John, Celine Dion on several solo albums by Paul McCartney. He was knighted and inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. George Martin also won 6 Grammy Awards. This is AP Radio News. The Missouri Highway Patrol says a man wanted in connection with the fatal shootings of 5 people in 2 states is in custody after a manhunt. Private space travel company Blue Origin expects its first test flights with people in 2017.
But company founder Jeff Bezos says they won't be paying customers. For now, the man who founded Amazon.com is spending some of the billions earned from the Seattle-based online retailer on high-tech equipment and about 600 employees working in a former Boeing airplane parts facility. Bezos says he's convinced the company, a vision of his childhood dreams, will eventually be profitable, but he isn't giving up his day job. I'm Ross Simpson.
Flash flooding expected from the Texas Gulf Coast to southern Illinois today. The National Weather Service says the heaviest rain is likely to fall in southeast Texas and the Ozark and Wichita Mountains of Arkansas. Some flooding reported last night in northwestern Louisiana. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.